Well, hello, everybody. How you doing? It's your friend Manoli here. Manoli is back. Yes, indeed. And it's only a few days after the last one. He's turning the leaf here. The worm is turning, as my grandfather says. The worm is turning. I don't even know what that means. He's talking to you. It's going to last probably for maybe one more episode, and I'm going to forget about it again. So there you go. How you doing? I'm doing fine, Manoli. How are you? I'm doing fine, too. I am coming to you live from the beautiful Sanctuary Hotel out on Kiowa Island. This is a wonderful place. And they let you know it's wonderful because it's called the Sanctuary. They let you know it right in the name. And it's true. It's a wonderful place. I was out here this weekend with the business. I had a business event yesterday. It went well. It was a wonderful thing. Thank you, Sever Dumont, for hosting me. Sever Dumont Cafe out on Seabrook in downtown and in Mount Pleasant. And for all my listeners that don't live here, it means absolutely nothing to you. But let me tell you, if you're ever in Charleston, they have wonderful croissants, wonderful sandwiches. They have galettes. They have all kinds of stuff. It's a wonderful place. They have an espresso here in the room. Isn't that wonderful? I enjoy the Nespresso. You like the Nespresso? I like the Nespresso. It's very good. I'm going to take a sip right now. They had quite a selection there. They had a few pods of Melozio, I think is how you say it. And then they had a couple of Altissimo, which means, you know, the highest. I don't know why they call it that. Manoli has to sing later, so I figured logically it's going to be, logically I'll just come and yell at you for the next half an hour. Why? Because it's the holiday season, and Manoli is gonna yell at you for the next 30 minutes because he is kind of bored and he's doing a podcast now. Happy holidays. You like that one? That's a good one. Who sings that? Like Andy Williams, one of those guys, Perry Como? Bing? Is it Bing? It's not Bing. I know it's not Bing. Yeah, it's funny. We have all these singers. We really don't hear them except for Christmas. Like, I don't know. Did Perry Como sing anything else? Angie Williams? What did they sing? I have no idea. You know, I Bing kind of went that way, too. Nobody really listens to Bing anymore except for around Christmas time. Poor Bing. He had a nice voice. He was a basso. I digress. What am I talking about? Yeah, I have to sing later. I'm singing The People That Walked in Darkness from The Messiah. You know, the people that's walking in darkness, Obviously, I won't sing it in that octave. I'll sing it in the proper octave, but I'm not going to blast it out here at this hotel room. They're going to kick me out. They're going to tar and feather me, too, if I blast it out here. I sang in the lobby yesterday for some people. I had to do it at Mezzovoce. Maybe it was even less than that. What is less than mezzo? I don't know. A third? How do you say that in Italian? You know, it's funny. I was an Italian minor. Never learned that. Or if I did learn it, I don't remember it. Just like I don't remember much about college. No, I remember a lot. What are you saying, Manoli? You can't say these things. It's bad for you. Anyway, I had to sing, but it still filled up the room. And, of course, people were turning around looking at me and giving me little applauses. Very good. Very good. They're very nice people. You know, happy to sing for the people. People get so miffed. You know, you tell them you sing opera, and they're like, oh, I want to hear you sing. And people get so upset. They're like, hey, you're going to pay me? And they get so mad about it. Yeah, you don't want to sing all the time. I understand that. But listen, it's nice people want to hear you sing. Just give them 15 seconds, 20 seconds. I do Toreador every time, the Toreador song, or Non Più Dry, something like that, something simple. I do like two phrases, and that's it. And they're like, oh my gosh, you're amazing. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Thank you very much. People get upset. They're like, I don't want to work for you. It's like, get out of here. Who are you, the self-important son of a gun? Anyway, what was I saying? You know, whenever I get to a hotel room, I like to look at everything. I like to look at the mirrors. I like to look if there's a robe, I put it on. I look at the room service menu, even though I don't like room service. I don't like eating where I sleep. I don't enjoy it. I think it's nasty. And they, here they have, this place is funny. They have this, they gave me a note, and they gave me some postcards. And it says, with compliments, welcome to the sanctuary. Please enjoy these picturesque cards that showcase the low country of Kiowa Island, the talented artists that created them. For more information, please visit blah, 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 blah. And, you know, these cards are wonderful. You know what else I could do? I could actually just go outside and look at the places. But, hey, you know, that's not nice. You're supposed to support artists, Manola. You're an artist yourself. Oh, I'm sorry. They're wonderful cards. So wonderful. I'll leave them for the next person. There you go. And you already opened. Oh, Manola, you opened them. Now I feel bad. I should have just left it closed. I didn't think about that. I don't think about things I do. I just do them. And it gets me into trouble sometimes. What else, Manoli? You know, Manoli thought it was a good idea. I have a little balcony. I'm like, you know what? I don't care that it's December. I don't care about anything. I'm going to go out last night and I'm going to look at the night sky because I don't get to see stars where I live because there's so much light pollution. I live in the city. I'm a city boy. And I looked outside and I saw all kinds of stars. Beautiful night sky, the cosmos. And I looked and there was something red streaking across the sky. I guess a meteor or a shooting star, whatever you want to call it. And before you say, whoa, it's a UFO, get out of here with all that. I don't believe that. I really don't. Bigfoot, yeah, I kind of believe that, actually. But the aliens, I don't know. Something about that just doesn't pass the smell test for me. But I'm going to say that and I'm going to be on the news, you know. I don't know what happened to him. He was here, then he got beamed up. He's gone. He's gone. What am I talking about? I don't even know. This is what happens. I just go off the rails already. It's 7 minutes into the show, 7.5 minutes, and I'm already talking about aliens and Bigfoot and the Swamp Man and the Swamp Thing, Lizard Man. I need more Nespresso or Altissimo. Yeah, I like the Nespresso. But yeah, I look at the room service menu. I don't really like room service. I already mentioned that. I don't know why I'm saying it again. I guess they emphasize the point. I don't like room service. You know? I don't know. Something about it's gross. It's like, I don't like to eat. Eating and sleeping for me are two separate things. Food smells. It's messy. It gets everywhere. I don't like it. I don't like sand. It's rough. Coarse and rough. And it gets everywhere. The wise words of Anakin Skywalker. That's not actually what he said. I messed up the quote. But whatever. Go watch the movie. What do I care? You know, poor Hayden Christensen. They really did. You know. They were so mean to him about that movie. And yeah. You know. Was his reading of some lines a little stiff and weird? Yeah, it was. But guess what? Everybody in that movie has the same thing. Because George Lucas, he writes some stilted dialogue. Let's face the facts, people. And they were so rude to him about it. I thought he did a good job. Honestly, I did. Yeah, he did fine. He was fine. I don't know. Maybe I'm biased because I grew up with those movies. I don't know. He was definitely fine in Revenge of the Sith. I think he got a lot better between movie one and movie two. But, you know, people were so rude to him. But you know what now? You know what now he's doing? He's living on some farm somewhere. He's out of the acting game. He comes back every year or so to play Darth Vader in some new project or whatever. They keep bringing him back. I mean, I'm happy for him. I really am. But yeah, he's, you know what? He turned out pretty well for himself. He lives on a farm. He has a family. And he plays Darth Vader every now and then. What could be better? Sounds like a pretty good life to me. So I think he got the last laugh in the end there. And then they were rude to him about that. They're like, oh, he looks too old. They should have digitally de-aged him. And I'm like, that is so rude. He's not that old. He's like 40 years old. What's the matter with you? Just suspend your disbelief for a little bit. They didn't say that about Ewan McGregor when he came back for Obi-Wan. They didn't say that at all. But hated that, oh, he looks too old. That poor guy. That poor guy, whatever. He's worth millions of dollars. What do I care? They were mean to him. In the meantime, he was getting paid who knows how much. So really, do I feel bad for him? I don't know. It's a double-edged sword. But you know what? I don't know. Star Wars for me is like, there's so many projects now. I can't keep, I gave up. I hate to say it, I love Star Wars. It's something very dear to my heart. I've seen all the movies, of course, multiple times. Actually, that's not true. I never saw Rise of Skywalker again because it sucked. But Star Wars is dear to my heart. I spent countless hours playing Battlefront and The Force Unleashed and all those games. I mean, Star Wars Battlefront for me was like huge. That game, Battlefront and Battlefront 2, oh my gosh, I still play it to this day. I still have a great time. It's amazing. And I don't know, they remade them, and they were fine, but it wasn't like the old days. And maybe it's nostalgia talking. I don't know, but I really enjoyed those games. I really did. I still play it, and they repackaged it. Like, they re-released it on the PlayStation, like, last year, I think. And I was so excited for Leo, because Leo, like, oh, Leo, you're going to get to play Battlefront and Battlefront 2. My brother, Leo, 8 years old. Like, oh, you're going to get to play Battlefront 2. I did it. And he enjoyed it. He did it. But they messed it up on when they released it. It was like, it wasn't working right. Had all kinds of bugs. It was actually really a disaster is what they did. But so I had to wait and to fix everything because it was such a botched job. Anyway, I have it on my computer, too, so I can play it there. But sometimes I'll just do that. If I'm out of town and I have to kill, like, 45 minutes to an hour, I'll just play Battlefront right on my computer. It never gets old, people. It never gets old. Anyway, you're going to stop yapping, Manoli. But yeah, they put out so much stuff now. It's like, I can't keep up with this anymore. I can't keep up with it. Why do we need... We have The Mandalorian, which was good for the first two seasons, and the third season was, like, totally unnecessary. The Boba Fett show could have been great. It was okay. But, like, Ahsoka, I gave up. I literally gave up. I'm like, I don't care about this anymore. Where are the, there's no stakes. Nobody dies. Nothing important happens. It's the same thing over and over. It's just nostalgia baiting. And it's like, oh, it's Ahsoka. Oh, wow. Oh, hooray. Like, I mean, who cares? I mean, seriously, who cares? It's Dave Filoni, you know, he does some good things, but he does some things that are just not good. I don't know. They're like, oh, it's the Ahsoka show. And I'm like, but didn't we already have that with the Clone Wars, all 120 episodes of that thing? I watched all of those. Why do I need to watch more? And then they tried to get me to watch Rebels. And it's like, I can't do this anymore. It's too much time. I don't care anymore. It's too much content. I don't know. Why am I complaining about this? You don't have to watch it, Manoli. But it's like, I would like to keep up, but I can't. I don't have the patience. I don't have the time. And to be honest with you, you know, these shows are okay, but they're not great. I mean, it's like, why am I wasting my time with this? But I love Star Wars. I mean, I really do. Andor was good. And like I said, Mandalorian season 1 and 2, I was really into that. But then season 3 came along and it was just mediocre. Obi-Wan could have been great and mediocre. That should have been a movie. They should have made a movie out of that. But then they got scared after Solo bombed at the box office. And so they stopped. They're like, we're not making any more movies. We'll do a cheap version of it on Disney Plus and make you watch 6 episodes spread out that are only 24 minutes each. It's like, get out of here. And then they don't drop it all at once. They do a weekly release. I mean, it's like, it's so twisted. It's like, I don't care. I don't care. The Bad Batch. I watched the first season of that show, and I by the end of it, I was like, I can't do this anymore. It's just, I don't know. It's the same thing over and over. And like I said, Dave Filoni, you know, some good, but his shows are just the same thing over and over. And at this podcast, it's the same thing over and over. Move on! Aye, aye, aye. But yeah, I no longer care about Star Wars, and I'm sad about it. But you know what? I'm also not that sad, because life goes on. I'll get back into it someday when I have the time. I don't have the time right now. There's no time for Manoli. Let's talk about something else very upsetting. Let's talk about the college football playoffs. I think Carolina got host. I really do. I saw it coming from a mile and a half away. I knew this was going to happen to us. They never give us any respect. We get no respect. You know, they stole that LSU. They stole that LSU game from us. It was horrible what they did. There should be an investigation about that. Those referees need to be, like, I don't know how to describe it. They need to be investigated. Because what they did that game was, I think, a crime. And I'm saying I think, so they can't sue me, but whatever. Who's going to sue you, Manoli? They'll find a way. They always find a way. They stole that game. We lost that Bama game by 2 friggin' points. And that the Ole Miss game, you know, whatever, we got destroyed. But what, you know, we could be 10-2. We could be 11-1. We would definitely be in the playoffs. But listen, you have teams in there. Boise State, SMU is probably going to get in. Clemson, who we beat, who played no, every time they played a ranked opponent, they lost. Oh, that's not true. They beat SMU last night. Never mind. But the point being, they're not better than us. They're going to get in. They're going to get into the playoffs, but we're not. But you know what? I saw it coming from 10 miles away. I don't know why. I wasn't expecting anything. I had zero expectations. I'm still pissed off. So what does that tell you? It tells you, you know what, Melody? Move on. Better luck next year. You shouldn't root for a team that the committee hates. I don't know what to tell you. How dare you? How dare you root for a team that they hate? But yeah, we got hosed. And Bama's going to get in. I think we're better than them, too. I know we lost by 2 points, but I think we've disk space remaining for recording 25 hours and 8 minutes. What the heck is that? All right, 25 more hours of this show, people, and I guess I'm out. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, but yeah, you know, it's really something. Zero expectations, still disappointed. There you go. That's life. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, I went out the other night, and I have to tell you, I did not enjoy it. I'm not going to say where it was, who it was, what place we went to. I don't think they listened to the show, but they might. They might. I went out, and you know what? I think the fact that I'm turning 25, I think that my brain, the frontal lobe, they say, is finally done. And I'm kind of looking around. I'm like, you know what? I'm not enjoying myself. And I was able to recognize that. Because usually what I do is I go out and I wouldn't, you know, sometimes I don't enjoy myself and I stick around. But this time I was like, you know what? Why am I still here? Why am I here? There's 8,000 people. It's like a broom closet in here. I can't move. I'm 5.5 feet tall. I can't see. Everyone's taller than me. I don't even like to dance, but I couldn't do that if I wanted to because it's all packed in here. I'm paying for these drinks, these watered down crappy drinks that they serve in downtown Charleston bars. And I can't talk to the people I want to talk to. I can't hear anything. I can't see. I can't move. I'm out. That's it. And so I was like, you know what? I told my friend, my lovely friend, I said, listen, I've had enough. I'm out. Have a good night. That was it. And you know what? You know what? I was so disappointed by that experience. You know what I did the next night? I went out again. Why do I do it? I don't know. I actually enjoyed that more because it was me. It was just me and one other person, my buddy, my friend. And we went to, I went out the very next night. We did go to one of the same places, but we actually sat down like gentlemen at the bar and we had a conversation. And that's really all I like. I don't like going and just, you know, I can't hear anything. I can't talk. I can't see. I can't move. I don't like that. I do like going and enjoying myself, you know, and having a drink and talking to somebody that I enjoy. You know, really what it is, I think there's something in me. I want to like go to like a tavern, you know, like in Lord of the Rings where an Aragorn's like sitting in the corner and he's has that hood over his head. Like, I want to do that. That is cool to me. You know, dark, warm tones, woods, you know, like a tavern, like a tavern, like medieval times. And you know, they have some places here that are kind of like that. They're dive bars, but they play the same crappy music. And it's like, it's not really the real thing. I want to go there. I want there to be a bard. I want there to be mead. I want there to be like, I want there to be like medieval madrigals being sung in the corner by some jester. I want the whole experience, man. But it doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't exist. I don't know what happened. You know? I've been to places in, maybe that's why I liked it so much in Scotland, Ireland, England. You know, they kind of have those places there. Maybe not like that, not all dressed up, but you know, they're so old that it's the same place as it was in the medieval times. So. but these bars, you know, it's like, it's too much. I don't know. I'll still go out. I mean, what are you supposed to do? That's all people want to do, is go out, or they want to stay in and they want to play board games. And that, oh my gosh, I can't stand doing that. It's like, oh, you want to go to game night? No, I don't. Well, why not? It's like, I'd rather just sit down, have a drink, and talk to you, and people watch and like comment on things. I don't want to play games, code names. I can't even understand these games. And every time reading the instruction sheet is like part of my soul dies. Every time I have to read if you pass, go collect $200 and you have to move backwards and sideways and up and down. I mean, if there's money involved, I'd be willing to listen, but just to play games, like code names. Like, what even is that? Blood on the clock tower. What is that? Werewolf. What is that? I don't understand these things. Like, oh, it's fun. It's like, it's not fun for me. I really don't enjoy it. It's like, my ear just tunes it out. Like, if you start instructing me on a board game, I don't even hear it. It just goes whoosh, in one ear, out the other. What do you like, Manoli? I don't know. I told you what I liked. I like taverns. Yeah, somebody was telling me that the other day. They're like, Manoli, why are you such a hater? And it's like, I'm really not a hater. I talk about things that I like way more than things I don't like, but I'm not going to have, what am I not supposed to have an opinion on things? I have opinions, people. I share them. I talk about things I like too. I like looking at the night sky and seeing something red, strange, streaking across it. That's what I like. I like to watch football and get my soul crushed. That's what I like. I like to have a drink and have a conversation. That's what I like. Is that so much to ask? Instead of going to some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere where I can't move and they charge me $30. Oh, listen to this. There's a new restaurant in Charleston and I had heard that it was kind of a scammy place. And I can't say where it is and I can't say what it is, but if you message me, I'll tell you exactly what it is. But yeah, this is the thing. I have so much I want to say. It's a good thing I have to censor myself, because if I actually said what I thought all the time, somebody would have executed me by now, but it's okay. What am I talking about? Anyway, me and my father went there. My father. I totally lost it. I don't know. What was I going to say? My father and I went there, and we were like, we'll get a nap and a couple of drinks. $28 for a Glenfiddich. Neat. A regular one, just a 12-year. You know what that is in normal places? Maybe $12, $13, which is not great. But it's not $28 for a scotch. A pour like this. Like you can see me. Not a big pour, people. And I tell you what. I heard about it, and I said, Bob, I've heard some not good things. And he's like, oh, we'll try. I never tried the new places because it's always the same thing. $28 for Glenfiddich. Go do something, you know. How dare you? Anyway. Manoli, can you say something nice for once? I don't know, man. I don't know. I am enjoying myself. This is a wonderful weekend. You know, but it's like, what's the point of listening if it's just me going like, oh, I'm having a good time. That's really nice. I'm really enjoying myself. What a positive thing. You know, it's like these YouTubers, they put out this pristine thing like, oh, my life's so together. Look at my house. It's so clean and sterile. These houses now, you know, I was talking earlier, you know what I like about this place that I'm staying? It's all like classic, you know, there's actually warm tones. It looks nice. It's pretty. It's not just white, sterile. Why is everything now so white and sterile and gray? Why is that the style? And it's like, I don't like that. I don't like it. I don't like going into a hotel or an office or whatever and feeling like I'm going to go sit down on a table that has paper on it and have some guy give me my blood pressure. I don't like it. I don't know what to tell you. It looks terrible to me, but whatever. That's the style, so I guess we have to do that. Whatever. I like the classic stuff. I like the old world. I like, you know, art. I like the Art Deco in New York. Some of the buildings are still there before they get rid of them. You know, I am blessed to live in a place like Charleston where we have old architecture and we have old buildings and we have old stuff. And guess what? People come and visit because it's beautiful. And guess what? When you don't use this soul-sucking, horrible postmodern architecture, people actually want to see it. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I have opinions. I like old architecture. I like the way things were made before. We had some beautiful cities, and they ripped it up. And you know why? To build highways and roads. And oh my gosh, Manoli, enough, enough, enough. You gotta move on. Hey, if you like it so much, why don't you do it? Well, you know what? I actually thought about it, but I can't draw anything. So here I am. Maybe that's why I like classical music. It's timeless and it's beautiful. And you know what? If people are like, oh, don't you listen to normal music? And I'm like, listen, I hear it outside. I hear it at nightclubs. I hear it everywhere else. Why do I need to listen to it more? I don't know. And they're like, oh, you're such a hater. Well, maybe so. I don't know what to tell you. How many times are you going to say that, Manoli? I don't know. See, it's like, I like to escape with music. I don't like to be in the now. I like to escape the present. Go somewhere else for a song or an opera or whatever it may be. That's what I like. I am what I am, people. I'm enjoying myself, but I have opinions. And I'm not going to apologize for having opinions, people. Not going to apologize for it. Listen to this. So my family, they're back now. They went to, they had a cruise. It's actually for work, but they had a cruise. And anyway, so they all went. My father does travel groups. And anyway, whatever. Long story short, they had a cruise. And so they went to Cozumel. And they went to this place that I have been to called Mr. Sancho's. And you know what they did? They got me a t-shirt from there. You know why? Because the last time I went to Mr. Sancho's, which was probably 11, 12 years ago. I was probably 11, 12 years old. Did I do that math right? Please tell me I did. This is so embarrassing. Yes, whatever. 12, 13, 11, around there. You know what I mean. Pre-teen to early teen, whatever. The last time I went there, I didn't realize that ceviche was raw. And I was like, oh, that sounds good. And so I ordered some. It's like a beach club. Like, you know, they have a beach and a pool and drinks and food. And you know what I mean. It's a beach club. And they have fun stuff. They had this weird fish pedicure thing. And you stick your feet in there and the fish, like, eat the skin off your feet, which is kind of a novel. Like, I don't care about my feet. Nobody needs to see my feet. Nobody needs to see it. Why? I don't understand it. I mean, you take care of it, obviously. You wash your feet, but it's like, anyway. But I did that because it was kind of like a novelty. It's like, I wonder what that would feel like. And it feels pretty weird at first, but then you kind of get used to it. It's kind of relaxing. And, yeah, so there you go. But I ordered ceviche there because I didn't realize that ceviche meant raw. I like raw fish, but it probably wasn't a good idea to order it on a hot, sunny day in Cozumel. And, yeah, let's just say the result was not fun. The rest of the trip was miserable. And I'm not going to get graphic, but let's just say it was not fun. And so, you know what? To commemorate that wonderful experience, they brought me a t-shirt for Mr. Sancho's, which is hilarious. Leo loves that story. He's like, oh, you went to Mr. Sancho's. I'm taking a sip of water, by the way. I don't know why I announced that, but... And anyway, I was thinking, you know, these trips that I've been on, you know, we used to do, my father used to take this trip for his birthday. You know, we did a group or whatever. We had customers and yada, yada, yada. Anyway, there used to be this place in the Bahamas called the Crystal Palace. And now it's called the Bahamar. They tore it. They imploded it and they rebuilt it. Maybe they tore it down. I don't know. Anyway, they built this new place called the Bahamar. But the Crystal Palace is what used to be there. The Crystal Palace. And there was a place there, this Asian restaurant called Moso. And what we would do, he would have, you know, we would have probably 20, 30 customers there. And he would have a dinner for his birthday. So they'd set up this big, long table. They would feed us. It was wonderful. It was a lot of fun. Those trips were amazing. A lot of fun. Great memories. Anyway, they set up this big, long table. And my father would sit at the head. And that was it. So we would have the dinner, yada, yada, yada. Well, of course, naturally, they're like, oh, let's get a picture. The whole group, the big happy family. Well, behind where my father was sitting, there's this bamboo kind of partition thing. Is that what they call a partition? It's like, it's just like a board that's standing up and it kind of blocks off. But it's not me. You can still get around it, but it's just standing there. And there's this big bamboo board. And I can't even tell the story without laughing. Anyway, we go to take the picture, and I'm looking at the camera, and all of a sudden, I hear screaming and screaming and yelling. I turn around, and my cousin Amanda was there that year, and she's grabbing my sister by the arm. Like, it looked like something out of a Renaissance painting. Like, people were falling, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I turned, I was probably, I don't know, 10 years old. And people were like, it literally looked like something out of a movie. And I turn around, and all I see is one of our customers. And he just, all I see is him, the partition, and him just slamming onto the floor. He was okay, which is why I can laugh about it. He was fine. But he just fell and slammed down onto the floor. And the moment everyone's like, what happened? Oh, it's horrible. And then people screaming. Yeah. I don't know what happened. I guess he leaned into it. Somebody leaned into it. And just like, we went down like a bunch of dominoes, man, all 20 of us. I don't know if everyone, I stayed up and I turned around. And I just, like, what happened in this chaos and commotion? Oh, man. Oh, it's the funniest thing. And then this lady who was sitting near it starts acting like it hit her in the head. If that thing hit you in the head, you wouldn't be conscious. Maybe you felt the wind brush by you as it came down and you thought that it hit you in the head. It hit you in the head. I mean, she was older. Maybe she was confused. I don't know. But she was complaining to the management. I'm like, nothing's going to happen. And she's grabbing her head like it hit her. It didn't hit her. I'm telling you, if it hit her, that could have been bad. That could have been real bad. But anyway, and it's a total massacre. It's just carnage. She's laying down there. The partition is crashed. People were getting up, but then, I mean, afterwards, we must have laughed about that for 3 hours straight. I don't know what to tell you. You had to be there. It was just the funniest thing. and then we came back the next year, and they had bolted the partition to the ceiling. Oh, man, now it's all gone. All gone. That partition, man, that thing. Oh, man, they had to bolt it up. Yeah, that probably was the last thing that they took out. Hey, why is this thing bolted to the ceiling? Well, tell you a tale. Just sit right back and you hear a tale. A tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic board aboard this tiny ship. Why did she do that? I don't know. You see what goes through my head? This is my brain. I have stories. I have strong opinions. And then it's just music. From Gilligan's Island. Why? Why not? Why not, people? But yeah, that was one of my favorite stories. That's one of the funniest things that I've ever seen in my life. And it's funny, I can laugh at it because he was fine. And that lady was fine too, Mrs. Oh, it hit me. It didn't hit you. Nobody believes you. Oh, that's so rude, Manoli. So mean. She's fine. If you listen to this, I'm going to get a complaint. I was there, and that was me, and that thing actually hit me, and I still have blah, blah, blah from it, and blah, 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 and how dare you, you son of a gun. What am I even doing right now? Why am I doing this? To talk to you? Who listens to this? Who listens to this show? It's a miracle. It's amazing. And people are like, how many people listen? I'm like, more than I would ever expected to. It's a wonderful show. Don't you enjoy it? Don't you enjoy it? What are we at? 35 minutes? I think that might be enough. I'm singing later. And I guess my voice is warmed up now by talking. You know, I'm going to warm up singing, obviously. But I needed to talk to kind of get it, you know, ready, and then later I'll have to sing. But we'll see. I hope it goes well. It's going to be fine, Manoli. You're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, my friend. Alrighty. That's enough. Thank you. Goodbye.